What would happen if you could extract the most valuable insights from over 200 world-class performers? That's exactly what Tools of Titans delivers. This treasure trove of wisdom doesn't just compile advice, it presents battle-tested strategies from Olympic athletes, billionaire investors, and creative geniuses who've reached the pinnacle of their fields. The beauty lies in discovering that these titans aren't superhuman. They've simply developed specific habits, mindsets, and approaches that anyone can adopt. Their success isn't magical, it's methodical. And while their achievements might seem distant from our everyday lives, their methods are surprisingly accessible. What if the morning routine that powers a CEO's productivity could transform your workday? What if the mental framework used by special forces operators could help you navigate everyday challenges? These aren't theoretical questions, they're practical possibilities waiting to be implemented. True success requires balance across three domains: physical vitality, financial independence, and mental clarity. These areas don't exist in isolation. They form an interconnected system where improvements in one area create cascading benefits in others. Consider how quality sleep enhances decision-making, how financial security reduces stress and improves health, or how mental clarity leads to better investment choices. This holistic approach challenges the common tendency to hyper-focus on just one area of life while neglecting others. The journey begins with a powerful realization: no one succeeds alone. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who transformed himself from an Austrian farm boy to a global icon, emphasizes that the self-made man is a myth. His success relied on countless mentors, supporters, and teachers along the way. This humility, coming from someone who embodied seeming invincibility, sets the tone for the entire philosophy. Success isn't about independence, it's about leveraging the wisdom of others to accelerate your own growth. Why spend decades learning through trial and error what others have already mastered? Elite performers take unconventional approaches to physical health, prioritizing recovery and mental toughness over traditional metrics. Obstacle racer Amelia Boone trains in harsh weather to gain competitive edge, while former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink's 4:45 a.m. routine builds psychological strength through discipline. The ketogenic diet emerges as both a physical and cognitive enhancement tool, with Dr. D'Agostino's research showing ketones provide superior brain fuel while reducing inflammation. Combined with strategic fasting, this approach addresses various health conditions. Wim Hof's methods demonstrate how controlled cold exposure boosts immunity and mood, achievable through simple practices like ending showers with cold water, helping achieve sustained mental clarity. The path to wealth requires questioning conventional wisdom and building systems that generate value while preserving autonomy. Peter Thiel challenges assumptions by asking, if you have a 10-year plan, why can't you do it in 6 months? Mark Andreessen advocates for strong views loosely held, pursuing contrarian ideas while remaining adaptable. Successful entrepreneurs prioritize simplicity. Seth Godin's First 10 principle suggests testing ideas with trusted contacts first. Derek Sivers built CD Baby from a brief conversation with a record store. Casey Neistat reframes success elegantly. The ultimate quantification of success is how little time you spend doing what you hate. This shifts wealth from pure accumulation to freedom, focusing on systems that serve rather than consume your life. Over 80% of world-class performers practice daily mindfulness or meditation, not as a spiritual pursuit, but as a practical tool for maintaining clarity under pressure. As Sam Harris notes, the ability to observe thoughts as passing objects of consciousness is essential for clear attention and decision-making. This mental mastery extends to handling life's challenges. Jocko Willink's method is to respond to setbacks by saying, good, transforming obstacles into opportunities for growth. Tara Brock teaches acknowledging difficult emotions by saying, I see you, and treating them as honored guests rather than enemies to fight. These high achievers openly share their struggles with depression and failure, demonstrating that resilience comes from having frameworks to navigate challenges, not avoiding them. The 5-Minute Journal structures daily gratitude and reflection to boost happiness and focus. Each morning, spend 3 minutes writing 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things that would make today great, and daily affirmations. In the evening, take 2 minutes to note amazing things that happened and potential improvements. Most users see mood and productivity improvements within 2 weeks. The Jar of Awesome helps preserve positive experiences for later reflection. Simply write down good moments, big or small, and add them to a physical jar. During challenging times, these notes serve as powerful reminders of past successes. The deloading phase, inspired by strength training, advocates scheduling periods of reduced workload, about 40% less, to prevent burnout and foster creativity. The fear-setting exercise tackles decision paralysis by documenting worst-case scenarios alongside preventive measures and repair strategies. This systematic approach helps distinguish real risks from imagined ones, particularly useful for career changes, business ventures, or personal relationships. Most fears, when analyzed this way, appear less daunting than initially perceived. Naval Ravikant frames life through cosmic perspective. We're basically monkeys on a small rock orbiting a backward star in a huge galaxy. Nothing that we do lasts. If you don't believe in an afterlife, this is such a short and precious life. It's really important not to spend it being unhappy. This perspective helps focus on what matters. Kevin Kelly uses a countdown clock of remaining days to sharpen focus, while Brian Johnson applies the Shackleton sniff test, asking, "Is this the most audacious endeavor I can possibly conceive of?" Chess prodigy Josh Waitzkin notes, "The little things are the big things," emphasizing that excellence comes from consistent small actions. These frameworks shape how Titans approach opportunities and challenges, enabling clearer decisions and building long-term success by viewing each day as an expression of core values. Strategic discomfort emerges as a primary catalyst for growth across all domains. Physical, cold exposure, fasting, financial, calculated risks, and psychological, facing fears. As Brené Brown notes, he or she who is willing to be the most uncomfortable is not only the bravest, but rises the fastest. Success often correlates with one's willingness to have difficult conversations rather than avoiding them. Many high achievers deliberately incorporate discomfort into their routines. Tony Robbins takes freezing plunges, Josh Waitzkin meditates in chaos, and Seth Godin ships work before feeling ready. These practices build resilience and expand comfort zones incrementally. The goal isn't discomfort for its own sake, but strategic exposure to growth-inducing challenges. This mindset transforms how we view obstacles. Sebastian Junger observed that Special Forces soldiers' cortisol levels actually drop when facing imminent attack. The certainty of action provides more control than passive waiting. This demonstrates how embracing challenges can reduce stress rather than increase it, suggesting that what we often avoid may be exactly what enables our greatest growth.